Brought to you by GN and Co. Ayo, where you going? You know that it's after school is after school with your girl, Sis GU. Shocking, eh? Welcome back to yet another episode of After School is After School with your girl, Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well at home. And to those that are passing by, all right, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, eh? Please, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, eh? Please, I hope you watch your and you join the gang, eh? Please, guys. I've had the craziest day. First of all, I'm in Durban right now, okay? I'm in Durban. I was actually here like a week ago with friends. And like it was fun, but I feel like we had such a short amount of time in the space, or rather in Durban, that we kind of felt like, yeah, I just felt like we didn't get to spend enough time here. So we kind of had to do everything all at once. And initially it was a trip where we had said we were going to rest, but it didn't turn into that, you know, but like understandably so, and fun was still had. So I just got home feeling like I really need a break. Like I really need to rest. And I've been craving the ocean, you know, I've been missing it a lot as of recent. And we didn't really get to go to the beach on my last trip. So I was like, no, we're going to come, we're going to, you know, relax. But in the same breath, I needed to work. Honestly, I feel like I've been in a bit of a slump and I just got to get up. I got to get up and do my job. So this is me just trying to show up for myself, trying to show up for you guys. Also just be obedient to what God wants me to do. And he wants me to open my mouth and talk. So guess what? I'm going to have to do that. Yeah, for the Lord, anything. So yeah, we're in Durban. I'm here with my team and I'm literally on a bit of like a content creation trip. What's really cool is being able to record at leisure and, you know, kind of suss out what we want to do for the day, but also still have time to go to the beach and just pray and cook. And like, it's just a really good environment. So today we did not have electricity for quite some time. We had planned to start recording around 12, literally just past 12, electricity goes out. We're like, is it load shedding? I'm not quite sure. This place says they have power backup. So what's this about? Basically sit in that for like an hour, not really know what's going on. And then we're told that no, it's like the whole area's out. So we're like, okay, cool. Well, yes, we can't record. We go get something to eat. We come back. No electricity still. It's a bit late now, you know, it's going for like 5, 6-ish. And the sun's about to set. We're like, you know what? Let's go to the beach. We haven't gone today. So cool. We went, and every time I'm at the beach, I just feel like everything is better and it gives me what I need. It refuels me. It helps me release. And that is the title of today's podcast episode, is to release. Because if there's anything I feel like God has been subbing me on during this work trip, is releasing. I feel like when you do not release, you have the potential to feel very heavy and you are carrying things that are not supposed to be carried, and you're carrying things that aren't for you, and you should be able to release these things. And I think there are many places in my life where I'm having to release, and there are many places where I still haven't released, and I can feel the impact of not releasing. You know, you have to allow yourself to speak and feel and all of these things. And I think that I'm someone who is incredibly self-aware, right? I understand why I feel certain things. I'm very logical. So I'm like, okay, Gu, you're sad because this happened, and that's okay. That's quite logical. And I think because I reason so much on reasoning, I almost feel like, oh, I've clocked my thinking behind this. Therefore, I shouldn't have to feel the real emotions of it, because it's like, it's a waste of time. Like, I understand what's happening here and I understand that this is not forever and it's going to pass. So why do I feel like it now? And why do I need to feel like it knowing that it's going to pass, you know? But I've been failing to release. I've been acknowledging. I've kind of been journaling. I haven't been journaling. But I have this app. It's called How Do You Feel? And every day you log how you feel and it gives you all of these adjectives for your emotions, a range of emotions. And you choose and you kind of just give a little journal. So I've been doing that. But honestly, I haven't been like laboring my emotions or allowing myself to truly feel them. Like I've been titling them and naming the emotions, but I'm not really feeling them. So yeah, I don't know, bro. Like if I can understand why I'm going through something and I know it's not going to last forever, like there's truly no real need to be sad in the moment because like it's going to pass, but I'm not in that moment or season of it passing. I'm in it right now and I got to be upset and I got to be sad and I have to allow myself to live in that and to experience emotions. And I have to remind myself of that so much. Like, I do think I'm an emotional person, but I think I've really just kind of learned how to deal with my emotions. If you are someone who has had their emotions run them, you know that that's not the vibe. It's not a yoba. You know, it's not nice to be triggered. It's not nice to be hypersensitive. It's not nice to be crying all the time. So I feel like as I've grown up, I've really learned how to regulate my emotions. And to some degree, maybe now I'm suppressing them, you know, like now I'm at the point where I don't really allow myself to feel that much. Like I feel good things, but I just feel like I don't like bad vibes. Anything that's like sad, trying to say depression, you know, I'm just like, I want to block it out and not necessarily feel it. So yeah, as someone who is now in control of my emotions, I think that I'm in control of them a little too much, or rather I'm trying to control them too much and not allowing myself to actually feel them and experience them. So in that part of my life, I've just realized that I have to release your emotions, cry. Crying is so healing for me. It's so, so healing. I always feel better after a good cry. You can't tell me otherwise. I will always feel a little bit lighter. And often, like just before crying, the emotion kind of sits on your chest and in your throat, you know, and you have that lump and this heaviness and you just have to release it. You have to let it go. Also, your body can't trap or keep those emotions in it forever, you know, like you have to allow yourself to let go of them so that you can actually just move past this and move past whatever it is that you're going through, you know, and go into a season of feeling better about your situation. So yeah, and I think obviously being a sad girl is not that nice, bro. It's really not that nice. Like, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad. I want to know my worth all the time. I want to be confident all the time. I want to be able to show up all the time. I want to be strong all the time. Like, I want to do all of these things. But that's not the nature of the game. You know what I'm saying? And that's not how life goes. And also, I rebuke the whole I want to be strong all the time because I don't. I don't. I think I do that because of the world we live in and just having to show up and get things done, you know. I've also really learned to rely on myself. So I depend on myself to be strong in certain moments to make things happen because I don't want to rely on other people, which is so like not a good thing now that I'm saying it out loud. But yeah, I like to be soft, you know. And I think sometimes I'm not really welcoming or accepting of all softness. I want it to show or display itself in a certain way. But as soon as it comes to tears and real vulnerability, I'm kind of like, it's a no from me. So release your emotions. Allow yourself to feel, you know, you don't have to stay in a slump, but allow yourself to feel it. Nurse your emotions, labor your feelings, understand why you're feeling them and just feel them. You know, like with this word of release, I feel like that's the first part of it. But it speaks to so many other aspects of my life. I feel like because I'm really good at rationalizing, I sometimes don't like to speak, right? And sometimes I can be like, okay, again, because I understand this in my head, I don't necessarily need to have the conversation because like, what's the point? But my mom always says to me, like, there's so much power in just speaking to release it for yourself, regardless of someone else's response. For yourself, it's important that you're able to speak up, you know, like no one is going to save you. And I think I'd grown up for the longest time really thinking someone is going to come and fight my battles, or the people around you are always going to stand up for you and do like go to war for you. And it's like, no, you have to actually go to war for yourself. You know, you have to stand up for yourself. And it's been really difficult to do that, to like navigate that for myself, to be like, okay, I gotta stand up for me right now. Like it's weird, but it's so important and it's so validating. And I think you draw your strength from that in moments where I've been able to stand up for myself. I've just been really proud, like really, really proud, and been like, wow, younger Gugu is cheering for me on the inside. So yeah, just because again, I can rationalize or understand or whatever, like I found that there's so much power in actually saying things to people so that you can release them, you know, instead of having these words be stuck in your head or in your heart or whatever, like release it, whatever is on your heart, release it, because what is on your heart will stay there unless you release it. Okay. Like I promise you. I think that's why I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'm a strong believer in that what people say with their words or with their mouth is a direct reflection of what is in their heart, you know? So if you'll find that if you're going through something or feel some type of way and you don't allow yourself to release it, it low-key has the power to spread and like low-key contaminate everything else that you have to say and the way that you see things. So release it so that you can be done with it and it can just be that, you know, it doesn't have to be more than that. So, and then God is so crazy. There was a lot on my mind one morning when I woke up here and I just woke up with a very like heavy energy. I didn't have the best night either. You know, Durban is hot, bro. I was tossing and turning, but you can't sleep with the aircon on. My sinuses finna go crazy. So like, what's a bee like me supposed to do? What a girl like me supposed to do? Yeah, so I didn't have the best night. I woke up feeling like really, really heavy. And God sent someone to me and a friend of mine called me. And I hadn't spoken to her in a while. So we just sat and we spoke for 2 hours. But everything she said in that phone call is what I needed to hear. And she was just like, again, she just spoke about releasing it. She was like, Gugu, let go of things, release them because now they are affecting you and they are weighing down on you and you don't deserve that, you know? And I mean, I heard her and I felt better because we prayed and I was like, amen, hallelujah. But then again, later on in the day, we went to the beach and I hadn't responded. I do this thing. So like, I don't really like WhatsApp. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like my phone right now. Oh, that's a conversation for another day. But I don't have my notifications on for some apps on my phone and WhatsApp is one of them. So I'll find myself in the day having to go back and be like, oh damn, like I was speaking to someone on WhatsApp or I have to check for a response or I have to go respond, whatever. So I'm in the process of responding to a voice note that someone had sent me. So I'm listening to it. And I was so incredibly grateful in that moment that I took the time to listen to that voice note, or rather that I listened to that voice note at the time at which I did, because it was perfect. Like I was looking at the waves, I was listening to this voice note and I'm hearing someone again reinforce the message of release it, you know? And again, just through, I guess like her inclination and just feeling my spirit, she was just like, I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but I just feel like I have to say it to you. It might be a message from God, but like release it. It's okay. It's okay to start over again. You know, it's okay to be confused. It's okay to not know where you're going to start. It's okay to feel lost without something. It's okay, but release it and figure that out. And I feel like normally our emotions are so much bigger than what reality is. In the moment, you really feel like, I can't leave. If living is without you, you get me? Like you feel like, who am I without certain people? Like, who am I without these things? Or who am I when I don't do this thing anymore? And I promise you, when you get there, it'll be a little bit of a moment and it might suck, but you will come out of it stronger. You're a whole person. Nothing or no one can take from you. So yeah, when she said that, I was just like, damn, like the Lord is really reinforcing this word over my life. And in that moment, I just started to release things as I was praying, which is my next point. I've been carrying things that I should have given to God. And I know that that's happening when I feel heavy or when a certain area of my life is not going the way it should be, or rather like I feel like there are blockages, and that's normally because I'm now trying to do things in my own strength and I'm trying to be strong for God and like just a whole lot of weird things. Homeboy upstairs is literally like, I don't really know what that's about, but okay, girl. And yeah, in that moment when I heard the word release, I also just felt the Holy Spirit just encouraging me to release certain things to God. And again, releasing things to God is releasing them and completely surrendering and knowing that He has a plan, He's going to make a way and that He knows better for my life, you know? And there's nothing that you should be too embarrassed to say to God. And I find myself in those situations where like, I feel some type of way about something in my life. So even just admitting it to saying it out loud is crazy. And sometimes I don't want to bring it to God. And it's like, who else should I bring it to? You know, He already knows that it's consuming me. He knows it's on my mind, babe. He knows it's on my heart. So I might as well find the courage to just open my mouth and give it to Him. Give it to Him. There's nothing that's too embarrassing. You know, He sees every part of my day. He knows me in and out. He knows my heart. He knows everything. So allow yourself to get rid of the burden. You know, there's someone who's willing to carry it for you. You have a Heavenly Father who's gonna make a plan. And that brings me so much peace knowing that when I release it, like, it's His problem. Like, not in a weird way. Like, obviously, love you, Jesus. But like, you, oh God Almighty, you have the strength to deal with that. I don't. So as your child, I will be a child. And I'm finding a lot of comfort in allowing myself to be a child. You know, like, I don't always have to have it together. I don't always have to have the next answer. I don't always have to know what my next plan is, what the next step is, what I don't gotta know because I'm a child, you know? So sometimes with God, my brain is off. It's just vibes. I'm just like, wherever you go, I'm there. You'll tell me to jump. I say, how high? You know, siyabona phambili. Another thing the Holy Spirit has been convicting me of is, rather, someone said it to me, and then when I was at the beach, I kind of prayed over this as well. And I know that was the Holy Spirit encouraging me to release it. But I was having a conversation with someone, and she said to me that forgiveness is a gift, and you ask for it from the Holy Spirit. And I think that to my own strength, I can forgive, but to a certain capacity. In order for me to really forgive, I know I have to always give it to God, or sometimes ask that He blesses me with the gift of forgiveness, or helps me to forgive. Honestly, sometimes the prayer is that I don't want to think about this thing. I want to be able to move on. I need You to help me to forgive so that I can feel lighter and move on. And I think some, like, in the midst of everything as of recent, that hasn't been a part of my prayer. And I didn't know that there are certain things that I had forgiven, but hadn't really forgiven. So they're kind of weighing me down. And forgiveness is a weird thing. Hey, like, holding anger towards someone else is a weird thing because it's going to affect you. No one else but you. That person will live their life. They will be at peace. They will not know that you're upset. They will not know that you're fuming. They won't know any of these things. You're living their lives. Okay. So at the end of the day, you're the person carrying that. And I feel like the things that I hadn't properly released again. And in releasing also comes forgiveness. So I found myself at the beach just asking God to gift me with the spirit or the gift of forgiveness. Like, let me be able to forgive the way that You've forgiven me. The way You've forgiven me so many times and forgiven all of Your children so many times. And I promise you, the next day I woke up feeling so much lighter. Just, and again, I think it made me realize that I was holding on to things that I never should have had to hold on to. And the last way, okay, the last area that the Holy Spirit kind of also reinforced the spirit of release was that, like, the Holy Spirit said to me, release your light, release your talents. Stop this thing. Stop this thing of being scared of being seen. Stop this thing of thinking you aren't good enough. Stop this thing of being super worrisome about how something is going to look, what people are going to think. Release it. Like, as a child of God, you're given certain gifts and talents. Work on your talents, work on your gifts and share them, or whatever. Work in your talents and gifts in the way that God wants for you to do so. So yeah, I think someone also said something to me. People be saying really good things to me as of recent. So the people talking into my life right now, appreciate you. But yeah, someone kind of reminded me of the fact that I'm very creative, and they kind of brought it up in a way that I no longer allow myself to be creative. And I just thought to myself, like, oh, that's crazy. I don't do that anymore. And they were like, yeah, dude, like, you used to do that, like, all the time. Like, you know, you're good at that. So bring that back. So also, I've just been asking the Holy Spirit to release my self-doubt and to release creativity and to give me ideas and for me to just fall in love with creating again and creating content or whatever. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know? And I think sometimes, I really worry about that. I'm like, okay, is it good? Does it look all right? You know what I'm saying? Am I saying the right thing? But like, bro, the Holy Spirit is speaking through me for most of the time. You know, if I say anything crazy, that's obviously not on God, never on Him. But like, for the most part, it really is the Holy Spirit just doing His thing through me. So yeah, just allow yourself to shine. Like, don't stay in places where you feel like you have to hide or that you can't shine as bright as the light that you are. You should be able to exist in your full glory, you know? And if people can't handle your light, they can't handle what God has put inside of you, they're not supposed to be in your life. That's okay. You will find people who are more than welcoming of your light, who encourage it, if anything. So release it. Try that new thing, you know, release that track, bro. Release that podcast, release that job application, release anything you need to release, release it. Like, you don't have to hold on to these things and things feel like burdens and they're heavy. And that's not how God wants us to live. Hey, like, He has not gifted us the spirit of fear. He's gifted us a spirit of a sound mind, you know? So we should claim that and hold on to that. But that's me for today. I had to hear everything I had to say, okay? And I think just the past few days, being able to go to the beach every day and just pray has really been allowing me to release. And I feel lighter. I feel better. I feel more hopeful. I think when you don't allow for yourself to release, you are putting yourself in a dangerous position because you're going to feel heavier. It might trigger anxiety, depression. You know, I feel like it affects us in ways that sometimes we aren't even really like that aware of. But things are changing. You're different. You feel different about people. It's like, that's not the way things should be. You should release it. You should live in peace, okay? One of the gifts of the Lord that are for free is peace. He wants his people and his children to live in peace, all right? I saw a TikTok that basically this woman was saying a prayer over her thoughts, and she was saying that I surrender my thoughts to the Lord. Oh, that's a conversation for another day. But yeah, I kind of started praying that too. You know, I don't want to think things that are against the Lord. I don't want to think things that are not of the Lord. I don't want the devil to trick me. I don't want my mind to trick me. Like, let whatever is happening in here be of goodness and be of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. That's me. Release it today, not tomorrow. Right now, say a prayer. Ask the Lord to help you. He will guide you. He will give you the strength. He'll make a plan. I promise you. I promise. Okay, guys. Anyways, it's been lovely. Please make sure to like, share, subscribe, share this podcast with your friends. We're trying to grow over here. We're trying to do the things of the Lord. Okay. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.